If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's do speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. What was the joke of the week? Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one. Did you hear about the worker strike at the tissue factory? Thousands are going to picket now. Get it? Here's joke of the week. Remember, you're doing it right if your 12-year-old laughs. Here's number two.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a little kid, and John Williams will star as another little kid.
Little Johnny, what does your dad do?
He's a brain surgeon. By the way, I'm a little kid with a deeper voice.
Okay.
He's a brain surgeon. What does your dad do?
He's a lawyer.
Honest?
No, the regular kind.
Lesson learned. John does not do impressions.
No, I do not. Or that kid just had a...
early growth spurt.
Cold.
Testosterone snackable. Joke of the week number three. Yesterday, I told my nephew that I used to get 10 cassette tapes and or CDs in the mail for a penny. And I'm not sure if he knows what a cassette or a CD was.
Or what a penny is.
Or what the mail is.
Or all three.
Joke of the week number four. The clocks moved back 1 hour this past weekend, which in essence means absolutely nothing to your dog.
Andy Mazur will
I can attest.
Second that emotion. Yep. Here's joke of the week number five. I went to the theater last night, Andy, but I left after act one.
Wasn't the show any good?
No, it was good. But the program said act two 1 year later, so we left. Joke of the week number six. Why did the tomato turn red, Andy? It saw the salad dressing.
Didn't you do a joke like that last week?
Hey, Andy, why did the Great Plains blush?
Wait, Great Plains can blush?
Because they saw the ranch dressing. Hey, Andy, why did the Frenchman blush?
He saw the French dressing?
No, Andy, he saw the Italian dressing. Come on, Andy. Come on, Andy.
Come on now, Andy.
Joke of the week number seven. Irish chili has exactly 239 beans.
All right, I'll bite. Why only 239?
Because, Andy, one more, it would be too farty. Joke of the week. Number eight. Is the correct way for setting the table with the phone to the left of the bread plate or the right? I'm just wondering. That's not even a joke, but
it's true.
I'm just glad we did that. Here's number nine. I went to a psychic yesterday, but I knew he was no good the minute he accepted my check. Well put, John. Here's number 10. Would you agree that the existence of biscuits as well as Triscuits implies there is not only a monoskit, but possibly a quadriskit? That was almost a smarty pants joke, wasn't it? Here's number 11.
The following list is a list of famous last words.
Here, hold my beer.
Don't worry. I've done this 1,000 times.
Hey, who put this violin in my violin case?
I saw this in a YouTube video once.
Either that wallpaper goes or I do. The part of that joke where he says, who put the violin in the violin case, makes me laugh. Here's our final joke of the week.
John, do you have any pasta jokes? I'll give you a penny for your thoughts.
Spaghetti broke up with her boyfriend, and now, Andy, he's cannelloni.
That's funny, John, but my cousin got fired from the pasta factory yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
He made a few silly mistakes.
Why does pasta have to pay extra for car insurance?
Why?
Because it's an el dente. It's el dente. Andy Mazur?
Pasta.
The pasta...
el dente.
El dente. All right, there's one vote there. Steve Alexander's going with...
Oh, man, the 12-year-old Steve. The 12-year-old Steve likes both number one. They're going to pick it, and number seven, and the...
Irish chili.
Too farty.
Too farty.
I'm going to go with the pasta jokes.
Pasta jokes,
nice.
Which would be number... Well, the last
one.
Andy. Bobby, where are you today?
I like quadriskit.
I do, too.
Yeah,
the
clever.
Quadriskit and the monoskit, if we can have a... Whenever. All right, so that's two votes for that, Bob and I. Producer Pete, you're going to chime in.
Pick it.
He went with the first one. He's a 12-year-old producer. All right, thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. I'll randomly select a name in just a minute, and someone pulled will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We'll replay this bit after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News. Please send your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com.